Thank you, and good Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt joined by Kevin Monroe, and we're getting ready for football in Norfolk tonight as the East Carolina Pirates visit Old Dominion. Kevin, of course, will be sharing his insights on the Pirate Radio Network. And, of course, Kevin was an outstanding defensive back at East Carolina and has some very highly qualified opinions as far as football is concerned. Kevin, last week against William and Mary, Pirates playing at home, crowd was into it, running game flourished. For a good portion of the game, I think East Carolina had to settle for some field goals when they would have preferred to have gotten into the end zone, but a win is a win, and the Pirates are 2-2 going into the game tonight at Old Dominion. And what were your thoughts as far as the William and Mary contest was concerned?
Yeah, I really like what I saw from East Carolina's defense. I mean, they time and time again stood up to a William and Mary team that wasn't bad. I mean, they were certainly better than Gardner-Webb. They were competitive. Had a good young quarterback, but he, you know, went out with injury. The backup came in, was a pretty good thrower, not much of a runner. But East Carolina was ready for him. Put a stop to the running game, really made it tough for them in long, second and longs and third and longs to complete passes. Did a good job of getting some pressure on the quarterback and got some fourth down stops. So defensively, I was really, really excited about what the Pirates did. And again, you have to be conscious of the competitor in William & Mary. They're certainly going to see a better team today against Old Dominion, but that was a quality game for the defense. Offensively, as you said, moved the ball, completed some passes, but the most important thing was they got the running game going, and you got to see Trace Christian and Williams step up, especially in the second half, and those two guys, you know, more than 175 rushing just between the two of them. Very, very impressive. Not able to put the ball in the end zone as much as I think myself and Pirate fans would like. There was an opportunity down at the 1-2 yard line at the end of the game. They could have punched it in probably, but Coach took the classy approach and took the knee there at the end. But certainly against a team like Old Dominion, against a team like Temple next week, UCF, so on and so forth, you got to put the ball in the end zone. So I love having Jake Verity, love what he can do and how he can change a football game by getting 3 points just about every time. He's automatic. You got to get touchdowns. So hopefully this week of practice, Holton Ehlers at the helm, they've worked on some of that red zone offense and some different things to punch the ball in the end zone. But overall, as you said, a win is a win. They got better last Saturday and hope to do the same thing this evening.
Well, Kevin, some news regarding personnel this week and indications confirmed that Reed Herring is planning to leave the program and enter the transfer portal. And also, Herring, of course, started at quarterback at the outset of the 2018 season. And then running back Hussein Howe. And he has seen more playing time with Darius Penix out this year, but he is planning to transfer. What do you make of that?
Well, I think this whole four-game rule that the NCAA came out with last year has really changed the face of college football because it gives these guys an opportunity to put their toe in the water, right? You come out this season and say, okay, I'm going to come in the offseason. I'm going to work my butt off. I'm going to come in the preseason, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to dedicate myself to the team and be loyal to you. Now, you be loyal to me by giving me playing time. And honestly, there was people playing in front of both of those guys that were better and for the time were more suited to be out there. And so I think a lot of Pirate fans were calling for Reed Herring to get more playing time. And even myself, at times when Holton has struggled, I wanted to see Reed out there just to kind of give the offense a boost because it has its struggles at times. But I certainly understand it. And here we are, fifth game, and Hussein Howe has played in every game. So if he would have played in this fifth game, he would not have had this additional year next year. And then with Reed, I don't think he's playing every game, but he's certainly getting close to where this decision needed to be made one way or the other. I hate to see him go, But you want what's best for the kid in the end, at the end, and so hopefully they land on their feet. But I certainly understand what their thought process was in it.
Well, Kevin, one factor we mentioned, of course, the running backs. Demetrius Mooney against Gardner Webb, Trace Christian against William & Mary, Tay Williams against William & Mary. They are coming in and performing at a very high level in the second half. How much of that do you think is due to the fact that the opposing defense may be somewhat beaten down at that point and they're fresh?
Certainly the fresh legs has a lot to do with it. It's hard to say whether the defenses were beaten down or not. Gardner Webb, they were just outmatched. William & Mary was a much better competition, and I think the Pirates, got a little bit of a lead and wanted to kind of salt the clock. Specifically, I think there was one drive that the Pirates started with 8 minutes to go in that game, and they just repeatedly ran the football down the throats. And so that's what you want to do in the second half of ball games when you have the lead, is to run the football. So who knows? This is an Old Dominion team only giving up about 90 yards on the ground per game, and that's after playing Virginia Tech and Virginia, who've got good athletes at running back and good offensive lines. So it won't be easy tonight. They will face a stout run game defense, and they're going to have to have a nice balance in running pass. So I like the fact that we saw Tay Williams. I like the fact that we saw Trace Christian. Now two games play pretty well. So we'll see, and hopefully they can continue to be successful.
Well, Kevin, Old Dominion is kind of an interesting program. Of course, it was a close game in Greenville last year, and Jake Verity had the opportunity to kick a field goal that won it in the final minute. There was a play that was reviewed that I think Old Dominion disputed a little bit, but the ruling was that there was no interception. East Carolina maintained possession because the defensive back did not have control of the ball going out of bounds, as I recall. But there have been a lot of new players added to that program. There's been some transition in the coaching staff. David Blackwell, who was defensive coordinator at East Carolina last year, interim coach for the final game of the season. He is working as defensive coordinator for ODU, and so that adds another subplot to the story tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Blackwater was kind of looked at as hopefully a savior for the Pirate defense, as it had struggled in the last year under Coach Ruff and the first couple years under Coach Moe, and trying to find their identity. And I had the opportunity to be a player here when Coach was a grad assistant at East Carolina back in the late 90s. And so I know him pretty well, and I know the kind of guy he is and the kind of coach he is. And he's a good coach, and just didn't come together last year. The defense was certainly better than it was the year before, but whether it be personnel or what have you, it just didn't quite work out. And the whole staff gets fired. He lands on his feet at Old Dominion, and Old Dominion's at a spot right now. You hate to say it as a Pirate fan, because you think that we should be better than Old Dominion, but we're it's kind of even money right now. Where their program is and where our program is, and so that says a lot for what they've been able to do in such a short time, getting this program up to the FBS level and playing good football and being competitive week in and week out. So this is certainly a tough ball game, and to add good coaches and add transfers from all around the country, and to be recruiting in that Tidewater, Virginia Beach area, they've got some good talent on that team.
Well, Kevin, East Carolina comes into the game tonight off a win. They've got some momentum, but the program has struggled on the road. A lot of that this season, I think, has to do with the quality of competition, playing at NC State and playing at Navy, but it's a different challenge to win away from home. The atmosphere at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium, a very supportive and inspiring, I think, for the players. Not so much the case probably tonight in Norfolk.
No, not at all. And they've, they have that on-campus stadium now. They, it's not a big stadium. I think they seat around 30,000 or so, but enthusiastic crowd. They're able to beat, some FBS schools, I think, in the last year or so in their house. So they're feeling good. They've got that thing rolling. People are supporting them. People are behind the program. It's going to be a tough atmosphere for the Pirates tonight, and a tough football game. And as you said, they feel like they got robbed a little bit last year, and they came on the road and almost beat the Pirates. They're going to be wanting to get this victory here tonight. So the Pirates have their hands full, and will have to play their best game to win.
Well, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about, you know, overcoming that that lack of success on the road and Kevin's keys to the game tonight.
Well, turnovers are going to be huge tonight. I think certainly the team that can take care of the ball the best is going to win. So on the road, you know, in a hectic environment, a raucous environment, you got to take care of the football first and foremost. Find a way to run the football. I think we've found some running backs now. You know, if Mooney's healthy, I don't know if he will be, but certainly Tay Williams and Trace Christian are guys that showed what they could do last week. They've got to be effective running the football all game long, not just in the second half. So get that running game going against a tough ODU front line. And then defensively, can't give up the big play. The Pirates have given up big plays a lot in the past in this recent history of losing seasons. Not as bad this season. They've been okay in the back end with these young corners. But the run up the middle that goes for 60, 70 yards or the throw over the top for 80 yards can't happen. They've got to minimize the big play. So minimizing the big play, you know, taking care of the football and finding a way to run the football, I think, are the keys tonight.
Well, that's a good analysis, Kevin. Of course, you went end zone to end zone, I recall, with an interception against Louisville in your playing days. And maybe that will happen for the Pirates tonight. Maybe we will have a happy ride home after the trip to Old Dominion, and we'll see what we see and hope for the best. And Kevin, I look forward to talking with you earlier next week on the Bonesville pregame podcast.
Sounds good, Al. Appreciate it.
It's your ship, Bloody Pirates!